Attention, ladies and gentlemen, the Conservative Daily Podcast is back. And now your hosts, Max McGuire, Joe Altman.
Did you do that live? Oh, my gosh.
You did that live. What? You really got to start showing
Joshy,
up to our
what are you
meetings.
Doing, buddy? Come on.
Man, I miss the Joe Altman, Joe Otto thing. I am so in the still the Joe Otto mode when doing the voiceover stuff. I was like, ah, crap.
So that was the first hour. Joe came in, told us his story about what happened in D.C. Before that, we talked about three different insurrections from American history, just to highlight how the left's attempt to describe what happened on January 6th as an insurrection doesn't really fit. Right. When you look at Shay's Rebellion, when you look at the Whiskey Rebellion, when you look at the 1932 Bonus Expeditionary Force, where the army literally brought tanks out and burned a veteran shanty town to the ground, it doesn't really look like what happened on January 6th. And yet they're calling it an insurrection anyway. And I mentioned that there are really three reasons. Right. There's three reasons why I wanted to make these comparisons. And that first is to show you what a real insurrection looks like. Like, they're messy, they're violent, but what happened in the Capitol, yeah, there were a few dozen people, their allegiances still yet to be determined, who decided to force their way into the Capitol, hurt people. The majority of the people that walked through the Capitol were basically just tourists. They weren't actually breaking any laws. A lot of them said they didn't know they weren't allowed in. So the first reason we covered that is for that, to show you what an actual insurrection looks like. The second reason...
Just so you know, Mike Pompeo just went live just now. We want to bring him in at all or no?
We can't.
Okay.
Like, we'll get banned. Like, they're banning people for literally any reason.
All right. Well, Josh is going to look at it right now and tell us what's going on.
If it's big, we'll bring it. But, like, they banned Trump. They double banned Trump because he tried to release a press release from the White House Twitter, right? Anything these people say, the left is claiming that it's a call to violence.
You guys listen about this? This is all fear. We're talking about fear right now. There's a fear. There's a fear of being censored and silenced. Just imagine that. It's one step in the grave of death, right? It really is.
Well, no. We can talk about things. There's things we can't talk about until we get our new platform off the ground.
Right.
If we've already explained our positions on all of these things in the past at length. The only thing that would really be accomplished by us repeating what we've already said is our swift ban.
Right. Yeah, got it.
Is our swift ban. So the second reason that we talked about those examples of insurrection is because I want to show you what it looks like to try and bring the country together after an insurrection. In both Shay's Rebellion and the Whiskey Rebellion, the government pardoned the people responsible. They pardoned them. So even though they had shot and killed U.S. soldiers, even though they had burned a general's house to the ground, even though they had destroyed the federal armory, tarred and feathered tax collectors, which seems nonviolent, but it's very, very violent. Anyone who's ever studied what a tar and feathering actually means, they were pardoned because it was in the interest of the country to bring the country together after this. But if you look at what the left is saying now after January 6th, they want to impeach Trump. They just introduced the articles of impeachment in Congress today, right? They introduced them today, and they tried to have a unanimous consent resolution to call for the 25th Amendment, and Republicans blocked it. So now Pelosi is saying tomorrow they will hold the first of many votes on the impeachment process. They're going to impeach the president because they say that he ordered the attack. It's insanity. It's absolute insanity. But we describe these other ones to show you that for all of Biden's rhetoric of bringing the country together, restoring the soul of the nation, the left has no intention of doing that whatsoever. Even if that insurrection at the Capitol was as violent, as menacing as they claim it is, U.S. history is littered with examples of people who have done much, much worse being pardoned and forgiven and re-entered into society in the name of reconciliation. Just look at the Civil War. Right, the fact that the government pardoned the generals and the officers involved in the Civil War, the politicians involved in the Confederacy, they pardoned them because it's better to bring the country together than tear it apart. But no, Joe Biden wants everyone prosecuted. He's calling anyone who was at that rally a domestic terrorist, just in case you thought it couldn't get worse, we were called racists, sexists, all the ists. They've brought in domestic terrorists. That's what they're going to use over the next 4 years. If you disagree with the left, you're a domestic terrorist. That's the second reason. But the third reason that I wanted to show those three examples is to show you what it looks like when people truly feel they have nothing left to lose. The people who are at the Capitol on January 6th still have plenty to lose, right? I'm sure there are people there who are completely, completely depressed about their situation. They're not allowed to work, right? You look at what happened at the Capitol building was not just a reaction to what was happening that day. People had their jobs taken away from them. They've been muzzled literally with the masks, right? They've seen everything that's gone on this year, and it felt hopeless for a lot of people. So I talked about those three insurrections to show you what actually happens when people feel there's nothing left to lose. We haven't gotten there yet. We haven't gotten to the desperation of the shanty towns in the National Mall, where U.S. veterans have nowhere to go, so they build homeless encampments yards away from the Capitol building, built out of trash. We haven't reached that level. But the Democrats show no incentive. They show no attempt to stop us from reaching there. And Joe kind of talked about this, and that's why I want to shift into our hour two topic, which is tech censorship. Because we don't have a depression. We don't have people being ripped out of their homes because they have no jobs. We don't have depression kind of situation that we saw in 1932. But what we're seeing from tech companies deplatforming, what we saw them do to Parler, which is essentially try to destroy the company's business, take everyone who works there and make them unemployed. It's the same result potentially with a different means. So we're going to get into that this hour. Phone lines are open, 888-441-1121, if you want to call in and talk about any of this. Joe, so you've paid attention over the weekend with what's going on with Parler. Have you seen how they've been literally blacklisted by everyone who's ever done business with them?
Yeah, so it was because the employees, the left-leaning employees, actually went to the companies and said, you need to stop doing business with them.
Yeah.
That's what happened. So I've actually been connected to Michelle Malkin is, by the way, is an amazing person. She connected me into John over at Parler, and I've been trying to help them. They need, you know, the band that they need is like 5,000 CPUs. It's a big ask.
Yeah. They need hundreds, thousands of actual servers.
Yeah.
Especially to accommodate for growth, which is an insane ask to do that overnight.
Yeah, so the good part is that the technology that they're going to be building and the backbone is going to be backed by a bunch of other people. So what I'm actually talking about is, and that's why I talked about it to everyone here, is to be able to contribute to it. And the link that I'm going to put on is going to be for the defense fund. Obviously, we'll use all of that for the technology. If you want to give to the defense fund, you can as well. But that's why we're talking about this, is because it doesn't take much to actually co-locations, and all of this equipment has been spent in these co-locations is actually sitting dormant. Like, there are guys out there that have gone out there and tried to build Amazon areas. And so there's a ton of them out there that are empty, right? Yeah. That are massively empty. So they'll be fine. There'll be a landing over the next 4 or 5 days. But what the left doesn't understand, what these Democrats don't understand, is that when we get a firm footing on the technology, and you get guys like me and Dr. Shiva and others, and we start playing offense and not defense, and we build out this technology, right? And then we have 75 million that just voted. Let's say it's 150 to 200 million people that come all the way to the side and go, okay, we're with you. We will choke off, and that's what they're afraid of, big tech censorship. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen fast, right? But yeah, so I was told this morning that they need 5,000 CPUs. So by the way, if you know anyone that has a big data center and you're listening to this podcast, reach out to us as well, right? You can reach out to us and just instant message us on, you know, Facebook, whatever. But we can have a conversation about what this is going to look like. But I'm looking forward to Parler coming back. I'm looking forward to the new technology that they have coming out too, Max. It's pretty awesome, right? It's pretty awesome. Yeah. Being able to do live streams and things like that. That's coming to Parler as well. So just keep in mind that, you know, that company is, you know, Dan Bongino's company with John and those guys. They're really smart people, and they saw this company much like we did. So I'm really excited about it. I'm excited about it.
So we're going to play a clip. The CEO of Parler was on Fox News, and a couple days ago he was saying that there were plenty of vendors who were lining up to do business with Parler.
Yeah.
That pretty much abruptly changed. The leftist mob pressured all of them into not doing business with Parler. Parler lost its lawyers. The lawyers dropped them. Every vendor they've worked with, they've lost their text message vendor, their email vendor. Pretty much everyone just dumped Parler on this lie that Parler, the organization, organized whatever happened, whatever you want to call it, at the Capitol building. Here's a clip from Fox News. Let's go ahead and play cut three.
They all worked together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off tonight, off the internet. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company. And it's not just these three companies. Every vendor from text message services to email providers to our lawyers all ditched us too on the same day. And we're going to try our best, you know, to get back online as quickly as possible, but we're having a lot of trouble because every vendor we talk to, you know, says they won't work with us because if Apple doesn't approve and Google doesn't approve, you know, they won't. Yes, Amazon is the largest cloud storage vendor in the world, and we use them to host our servers, you know, hundreds of them, hundreds of servers. And they gave us basically, they said, you have 24 hours to get all of your data and to find new servers. So, you know, where are you going to find 300 to 500 servers in a 24-hour window, and how can you send all of the data from everybody out to them in a 24-hour period? It's an impossible feat that, you know, we're going to handle as best we can to get back online as quickly as possible. But, you know, there's just some things that are almost basically impossible.
So talking about that, let's start do the last part first. The impossible ask of, you need to take this entire platform built on free speech, which this idea that Parler doesn't control what people say, it's actually not true. They do have rules. You cannot say anything that is illegal, which the law says it's not a crime to say hang Mike Pence. It's definitely not a good thing to say. It's wrong. But U.S. law, Supreme Court cases, typically do not call that kind of language a violation of law.
Right.
You have to be saying something violent and have the ability to imminently spur others to violence, right? So if you were at a rally and there was a bunch of ginned up people and you said, hang Mike Pence, and they all went and did it, then yeah, that would be terrible. But
right.
As horrible as it is, it isn't illegal. So Parler's rules say you can't break the law. So what they're trying to force Parler to do is go beyond illegal speech and start basically enforcing codes against hate speech.
That's not
talked about.
That's not all that they're trying to do. They're also wanting them to give government intervention into the data. They want to, as other platforms have, they want to be able to give and become Big Brother and actually share that information and forward it on to people that can go persecute those people that actually say something, right? That's what they want to do. It wasn't just the hate speech, because they could have ratcheted up the thing and said, hey, listen, you know, that's kind of, and let it go through a process, because hate speech gets away. They get away with it at Twitter. They get away with it at Facebook, right? You just have to have a mechanism to report it, which Parler already has. They wanted to give them access to the information and big tech access to it so that they could actually go after people individually. That's what they wanted to do.
And they're still going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have some cuts that we're going to play. I mean, we talked on the show about a couple of days ago about what the airline stewardesses, well, you're not supposed to call them stewardesses, but based on what they actually want to do now, I'm not going to use the word that they want. Put up image 18, Mr. Producer. This is an article that that is basically talking about what flight attendants want to be done. Flight attendants, the headline of the article, here's how to keep the Capitol rioters from flying back to D.C., say flight attendants. Go to image 19. Here's what the head of the flight attendants union, I believe that's who she is, says, for starters, airlines should conduct a review of the manifest for the flights to and from D.C. before and after January 6th riot, quote unquote riot. While the airlines cannot coordinate on competitive issues, they certainly can coordinate on safety issues, Nelson said. Airlines should share names of passengers, especially those who were flagged for unruly behavior or worse. An airline could say, we have banned this person because of XYZ, and that could actually become an individual ban on each airline. Airlines could also coordinate a temporary cross-industry no-fly list.
They can't do that.
Is targeted for a specific time period or for specific airports. This would allow airlines to say these people present a risk and they can't be flying in the next week or whatever time period. Typically, this would not be something that the airlines would do themselves, but this is not a typical time, she said. That could certainly be done in coordination with the FBI and TSA. The FBI can certainly say these people are a flight risk. So they want
2 million people in DC, yeah. A couple dozen people go into the Capitol, right? And now all of a sudden, the rest of us are bad people.
Well, it's already happening. It's already happening. Mr. Producer, we're going to go to cut six. This is a video taken aboard a flight where the pilot responded to chants of USA, USA by threatening to drop everyone off in Kansas to teach them a lesson. Let's go ahead and play cut six.
USA, 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 USA.
This is the way it's going to be. It's a 4.5-hour flight up to Phoenix. We'll pump, look this plane down in the middle of Kansas and dump people off. We don't care. We will do that if that's what it takes.
Wow.
So, please.
That's cut it. So let's talk about the irony of American Airlines threatening to dump people in the middle of nowhere. And listen, Kansas is a nice place, but if you're not supposed to be in Kansas, dumping people there is the middle of nowhere. Over chanting USA, USA on American Airlines. That happened. The pilot threatened to dump them off in a place they didn't want to go because he didn't like them chanting USA, USA. Anything like that on your flight, Joe?
No. No, but I was surprised that, and probably why I wasn't, but there were people before me that literally were put on no-fly list. That did happen. There are people that are on our flight that were actually put on no-fly list. There are people on other flights that are just normal people put on no-fly list. Now, again, I was meeting with government leaders, right? People at a very high level. So I don't know how you could say that I did anything other than present the truth. So I was left alone. But it
So we have a clip of that. We have a clip of a couple people realizing that they have been put on a no-fly list because they were at the protest. Let's go ahead and start with cut four.
I love every single one of you, but this is what they do to us. They kick me off the plane, they call me a fucking terrorist, and they want to fucking ruin my life.
Sir, please
calm down. I'm
just going to talk to Delta. Let's cut it. That is someone learning that he had been put on a no-fly list. Reportedly not even charged with a crime, which is one of the big problems with the no-fly list. They can put you on it without actually having to prove you did anything wrong. Here's a video of someone else being taken off a flight that they had already boarded because after the fact they realized that they had been added to a no-fly list. Let's play cut five.
This is the lady who was seen in the other video comforting the crying toddler guy who was kicked off a flight.
Freedom of speech.
They're all on the no-fly list for being radical white terrorists.
Cut it. So I wanted to play that clip because that's another guy put it on TikTok, but just listen to the language he uses. They've been put on a no-fly list because they are radical white terrorists. That is the language being put around on TikTok, these other social media apps. These people haven't been convicted or even charged with a crime, and they went to DC to protest. No one's proven that they've done anything wrong. And that's the whole thing. Like, what do you want to happen? You say, okay, it's time to go home. Stop doing this quote unquote riot. Go home. They get to the airport and say, no, you're not allowed to go home. We want you to stay right here. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Let them go home. And if you're going to do this, do it once they get home. Don't stop it. So now they're in DC. This is what I talk about. You want to talk about insurrection. When people feel like they have nothing to lose, that is when it gets really dangerous. How do you think one of these people feel, Joe, if they fly for a living? If they have to travel the country for work? being notified they're put on a no-fly list, they haven't been charged with any crime, and now they're stuck in D.C., a place that they're also not allowed to be. How's that work?
I'm going to tell you what the way we get out of this, right? I'm going to tell you the way we get out of this. We build tech. We have our own airlines.
Oh, that's the problem, though. Like, we can't build our own airline.
Yes, we can.
That guy needs to get home now.
Look, we're not going to be able to solve that problem now because oppression is real. The censorship is real. The fear that they're instilling in half of America, 70% of America, is real. Look, I got a phone call. Whew. I can't even put it out here yet. I don't have it yet, so I can't. I'm not going to put it out yet. Look, if you people listening, if you actually knew what I know, it would be, you would understand how upset I got and how upset I get. And if I didn't have Max, I would be lickety split. And Josh, sorry. Josh, you keep screwing up my tech stuff though, so. So
talk about this guy being put on the no-fly list.
I think
how infuriating is that?
I think it's infuriating. He has to get in a car now and drive back. It's going to cost him a bunch of money. I mean, obviously, the airline has his money. They didn't probably refund it to him. Maybe they did, right? But this is what happens when not a system of law, a system of rule. And this is what you're talking about. When people have nowhere else to go, what does it turn to, right? What is it? When they have no hope, when normal people that just want to exercise their law, their legal right to actually protest, to stand up, to have a different voice, when they are oppressed, you are literally creating a powder keg. You are putting these people in a place where they have there's nothing left for them to do. And you're going to create something in this country that you don't want. And when you can't rely on judges to do the right thing, when you can't rely on politicians to do the right thing, when they can oppress people and persecute, not prosecute, but persecute people based on how they believe, right? When you do that, you are setting yourself up for something so great, a problem so great in this country that they have no idea what's coming. And in the moment, we're going to get to a place where the red states that are massively red, which is probably, 60, 70% of our country, they're all going to say we're seceding from the U.S. Seceding. I said seceding. Seceding.
You started with almost a succeeding, but you got it.
They're going to get to the point where they say we've had enough. And by the way, if the states actually, if those governors meet and they say, hey, look, we're out, I don't care what the Constitution says. People are going to be like, hey, listen.
The Constitution doesn't say anything. It's the Supreme Court has decided that there's no right to leave.
The Supreme Court walked away from their opportunity to hear evidence. They did that. I didn't make them do it. They held their head on not the merits, but on the procedural. I mean, that's like watching somebody murder someone and say, but you know what? He had a 3.5-inch knife and it left his hand as it went through the guy's chest and killed him. So he actually wasn't holding the knife, even though he wanted to kill him and the knife just went, but he tried to stop. So we're not going to, that's what we're dealing with right now. We're dealing with procedure to stop murders from happening inside of our country. In this case, the murder of the U.S. Constitution.
So, yeah. Mr. Producer, go ahead and put up image number 16. Image number 16, this is a picture of all of the places, and this is even old, this is outdated, all of the places that platforms have banned or restricted President Trump. Trump was banned from Facebook, Twitter, Google, Spotify, Snapchat, Instagram, Shopify, Reddit, Twitch, YouTube, TikTok, and Pinterest. That last one is the most devastating, because where will he share his recipe advice? Where will he share the different ways he wants to remodel his bathroom on Pinterest? Taking Trump off Pinterest is devastating. Absolutely devastating. Where will he show his DIY projects?
I didn't even know it was still on.
Yeah.
Imagine if you had this flood of people going to Pinterest. Oh, people couldn't figure it out. Oh, we're up like 900%, only to find out that it's President Trump, which, by the way, his approval rating on the 7th
went up.
Went up. in the country.
Yeah.
It went up dramatically, people.
Mr. Producer, put up image 17. We have more that we actually have to add to that. Stripe, which I believe is owned by the same guy who owns Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. Stripe has stopped allowing the Trump campaign to process credit card payments. So you can't donate to Trump anymore. You can't buy his merch. Well, the merch has been taken off of Shopify. So I guess you can't even like send them a credit card to buy it through the mail. They've taken that down. The email provider has ditched them. Their text provider has ditched them. It's incredible. This guy's a sitting president. And what we've been saying through our emails and over social media all weekend is that in this case, Donald Trump is a stand-in. Yeah, they hate him. They absolutely hate him. And they're doing what they're doing to him because they want him to feel pain. But ultimately, Donald Trump is a stand-in for you. They just haven't figured out how to hurt you as hard as they're hurting Trump right now. They haven't figured out the way to do it yet. And sure, there were 60,000 to 100,000 conservatives who were banned on Twitter alone this weekend. Yes. And we'll probably be next. We'll probably be banned soon. They'll take anything as a call to violence these days. Disclaimer, at no point are we advocating violence in any way, shape, or form.
Why would we?
And disclaimer. They're doing this to Trump because they don't know how to hurt you yet. But it's coming. It's absolutely coming. They're impeaching Trump because they don't want him to run again in 2024, which is why GOPers want to impeach him. They want to stop him from pardoning himself, his family, his advisors. That's why the left wants to. They also want to impeach him to stop him from having Secret Service protection. How dark and twisted does someone have to be to spend 4 years painting someone as an enemy of the country and then on his way out the door say, oh, yeah, you're going to have to defend yourself. Yeah, we just sicked the mob on you. They think that you're the next Hitler. And by the way, I hope you have good private security because Secret Service will no longer be given to you, which is what happens if you're impeached and convicted. I mean, this is insane. They're doing to him what they wish they could do to you. They just haven't figured out how to do it yet, which is why, again, in our description, we are running a Fax Blast campaign to fight back against the impeachment effort, because if they get away with this, they're coming for all of us next. Absolutely. So check out that link in the description as well. You said something, Joe, that infuriated me, not because you said it, but because I hear it from conservatives, libertarians so much. It's that if you don't like being kicked off a credit card processor, build your own credit card processor, right? If you don't like being kicked off of a social media site, build your own social media site. If you don't like being kicked off of a text platform or an email platform, build your own text or email platforms. If you don't like being kicked off of Amazon Web Services, colo location, build your own server rack. We've heard that all. Libertarians are always like, well, it's not a free speech issue. These are private companies. They can do what they want. Fine. What we just saw this weekend, though, was every single tech company, all at the same time, deplatforming the sitting president of the United States.
While leaving Pornhub up.
Yeah, well.
No, I mean, that, by the way, is being accused of child pornography and sex trafficking. They leave that up. But they take down the POTUS. I want that to sink in.
But they talk like we heard the CEO of Parler talk on that clip earlier. He said that what they're asking, it's an impossible ask. Not only is the moderation that they're demanding impossible, it's impossible to have 24 hours notice when you have 300 to 500 plus servers actually installed and used in Amazon. When you have all these services, it's impossible just to flip a switch and have that all work again the next day on some other location. It takes time. What they're trying to do, it's a death sentence. It's not we'd be more comfortable if you were on the platform. It's a death sentence.
I'm not actually sure. I'm actually not sure that they're allowed to by terms of service.
That's the other thing, but they don't care.
Well, they do care.
They don't care. I mean,
because it's gonna get ugly.
Well, their legal service fired them. So I know that they just filed a lawsuit against Amazon, but it's a little hard to file the lawsuit when the left is also pressuring your legal team to abandon you.
Right.
I mean, this is coordinated. This is coordinated attacks to try and destroy a company, to destroy livelihoods, to destroy investors, to destroy users. Again, what do you think happens when everyone who's been banned everywhere else, they go to Parler and say, okay, here I can actually have a voice, I can express myself. What do you think is going to happen when they wake up this morning and realize that they don't have that way to express themselves anymore. I'm not advocating it for it, but if they keep going down this path, if they keep making people feel hopeless, like they have nothing left, like the world is against them, not advocating for it, but predicting, we're going to see Timothy McVeighs come out of the woodwork. We are. It'd be terrible. You don't want it to happen. But when you beat people down, when you beat them down and make them feel like there's nothing left to lose because you've taken everything from them,
yeah.
Don't be surprised when they start lashing out. And that's not condoning it. It's just calling the facts as you see them. You corner a dog, it's going to bite you. So don't corner it. I keep telling that to my son every day. He jumps on top of my dogs, Jack Daniels and Jaeger, and he tries to rip open their mouths and rip open their eyelids. I'm telling him, like, don't do this. Don't do this. They're good dogs, but yep. They don't like it.
So let me say something about this. But everyone has to understand, I'm going to come back to this now. Everyone has to understand. And actually, I think it was a great idea. Someone actually came out real quick. Squirrel, not squirrel. Somebody goes, hey, Joe, why don't you and Dr. Shiva just do an IPO? I was like, that's a brilliant idea. So I started texting someone while I was sitting here going, oh, yes. Oh, yes, we will. Can you imagine? Can you imagine us just building a plot, literally just coming out saying, hey, America, we can put this whole thing together. We'll just do crowdfunding, right? We'll do a Reg A filing, right? Which is basically crowdfunding. And we will crowdfund a stock into existence, and then we'll take that money and we will build the best technology in the world. Can you imagine that? Who's for it? I got to have some people on here for it. I think it's a brilliant idea. Matter of fact, I might do it. Pass it on.
Now,
we might do
it. They do it, and then they'll repeal Section 230, and then they'll sue you the minute one of their sock puppet accounts post something illegal.
Now, we will adapt. We will play offense the entire time. I don't care.
This is coordinated to drive competition from the marketplace.
Yeah.
We just saw yesterday every tech company together deplatforming companies, deplatforming people. Real world economic consequences of this to drive people into bankruptcy, companies into bankruptcy. It's coordinated. Do not underestimate the ability of these big companies to collaborate, to get rid of their competition. There's a reason that no big companies have been able to reach the point where they could compete against Twitter,
right.
Facebook, YouTube.
Because
every time they try, they get smacked down.
They did not have 75 million people. We could create a I'm telling you, if 75 million people bought a $20 stock, someone would buy 500. Imagine that. Imagine 75 million people. We'd have $1 billion. We'd be able to literally in minutes be able to create technology. We'd be able to buy buildings, buy things that are already undone. Who's with me? I mean, come on. I built a company on a cocktail napkin to where it is today. I represent some of the biggest clients. I don't have a job now. Some of the biggest clients across the country, right? I mean, and you get a guy like Dr. Shiva and you get other people like him and we come together, even if we have different political views in a section, we're still American. And we come through and we say, hey, we've had enough. We've had enough. Who's with me? Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
on YouTube, Dawn just commented in, Max, you're saying, what if too late? People already feel like they've exhausted all avenues, which is what's terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what's terrifying. People are giving me crap because I'm trying to make sure Joe doesn't say one word that gets us taken off the air. But this is my job, right?
It is his job.
This is my job, and my wife's unemployed. So one wrong word gets spoken, we're off the internet. And it's a terrifying feeling. It's not that we're self-censoring, right? We can still talk about the issues, but it's a very terrifying feeling to have to police your own language because somewhere in some remote working facility, there's a gender studies graduate watching our podcast with her finger over the button, just waiting for an excuse. Like it's a terrifying feeling.
All right,
and it's
listen.
Not just us. It's other people. People who have used Facebook to build small businesses getting kicked off because they liked a tweet or liked a post that Trump put out. Their whole small business is gone.
All right, listen.
Because they use Facebook to do it.
I want to tell this story really quick. because I want to get you off of where you're at, because I want everybody to understand Max has a responsibility, right? And I come in for an hour or 2 hours. He has to live this 8 to 10 hours a day. So imagine having to watch news and put up with what you know is just garbage, 8 hours, 10 hours a day, right? It's debilitating at times. So he has to keep it calm. All right, so it's probably more. but I built my company on a cocktail napkin sitting at a pub, drinking beer, trying to solve a problem. I did that. I'm entrepreneur, EY's Entrepreneur of the Year. What is it called? I was a nominee for 2 years. I'm a finalist this year, right? I built some amazing tech. But as I'm sitting here having this conversation, I'm saying to myself, what am I doing? What am I doing? Let's do it, people. Let's do it. Let's build an IPO. Let's do a Reg A. Let's go after the tech companies. Let's raise $1 billion. Imagine that in 30 days to be a company that literally is created by people who've been oppressed in our own country. And we raise $1 billion and we go build the tech. I'm with it. Matter of fact, I'm going to go get another cocktail napkin. I'm going to draw this out. I'm going to reach out to Dr. Shiva and others, and I'm going to say, it stops here. I'm in. I've never been so excited about something ever, but I'm also unemployed now. but I'm telling you, it's yeah, we could do this. People, we could do this, and everyone will have a stake. And I can't tell you it'll go great because the first couple years of my company did not go great. But we were good, disciplined people with money. You know, we didn't pay each other a lot. Actually, I didn't pay myself anything for the first 4 years. Well, people got paid. But very unselfish. But we could build a company that's just great. We could build something. I'm in. Max, are you in?
I'm in. I'm in. But the problem is, all good, right? There are people out there. I've talked to people. Mm-hmm. I've talked to someone who had lost his job. He's on unemployment, and he has a side gig where he sells stuff on Facebook.
Yeah.
He just lost his Facebook because he posted that he support first $100.
Somebody that's in the studio just walked up and handed me $100. Said I'm in. How about that? Somebody's watching us in studio.
Grab another one. Grab one out of your pocket. Put it in a drawer, and we'll come back tomorrow and see if they make babies.
Listen to me. This is a big deal. We have people. Hold on a second. Josh is being funny. I got $101. Guys, this is where it starts. This is where it starts. It started on a napkin. We came up with the idea. Someone on this chat came up with the idea. Let's do an IPO. Let's do it. What are we waiting for? Why are we always sitting on the couch waiting and saying, what if? I built my company on not a what if. Look, I bought a gun store and range in Colorado, right? It did it didn't do a lot of revenue, right? We did 800% more in just 3 years. Number one gun store and range in the state of Colorado. And I said, hey, I like to go hunting, so I'm going to get a gun store. But it had to be successful. Imagine if we had that same group of people, just a lot of really smart people that came together and said, we got a problem to solve. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. It's weaponized tech. That's the problem. And by the way, if you truly want to get to a place where you have free speech, there has to be a balance of power. And we don't have that balance of power. So I think we're onto something, people. I think we're onto something. I think this is that God moment where I'm sitting here going, what am I going to do next other than Conservative Daily and be your patriot, be your friend, stand next shoulder to shoulder with you. And let me tell you something. If someone comes for one of you and you're around me, I'm going to defend you. I am. Right. But what do we do? How do we solve a problem? Pick a problem and solve it. We don't need another Facebook. We have one. It's called Parler. A technology funnel from cradle to grave. That's what we need. And we can build it. And it probably costs more than $1 billion, But boy, if we raised a couple, if we raised $1 billion in 30 days, I'm actually going to call a lawyer right now. As soon as I'm done here, I'm going to call a lawyer and I'm like, write me up a Reg A. I'm going to get on the phone with Shiva. I'm going to say, we got to build a model. I'm going to, and actually, I just talked to him about the modeling. So I'm not committing him. I just want to be really clear. I'm not committing him at all. I'm just saying it'd be brilliant to have someone like him involved in it, right? Brilliant. I'm going to get on the phone with the guys that are the data guys that I met with, the MIT guys and the NSA guys, and I'm going to say, let's do it. We're solving this problem. We're going to go, we're literally going to do a Reg A, and we're going to do it, and I want it done in the next 30 days. Imagine that. I'm telling you, people, we can do this together. We can solve this problem. We can solve this problem. And right now, I got the first 101, I got the seed capital right here. I got seed capital, right? Yeah. I got seed capital.
I'll be people, careful if you get too much of that, you're going to have to report it to the...
No. But to have someone sitting in the studio, right? Sitting in the studio here and saying, hey, listen, literally, I don't even know if he knows. He's not allowed to actually walk up to my desk. But to have him walk up and hand me a $100 bill, I think it took a lot of courage to do that, right? Do we have that same amount of courage as people? Do we have that same amount of courage? Do we have the ability to say, yes, yes, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's stand up together.
Be careful, because I guarantee there's someone in the SEC who would love to bust down the door over unregulated donation of $100.
We're not. Hold on a second. I'm gonna give it back. I'm gonna give it back to him when the thing's over and say, hey, listen, I'll send you something for this. But people, we have people saying, I do $10,000. I do $20. I got $17. We just set a stock price. We set a value of the company to say, if we were able to build this, what would it look like? People, we are the people.
I like the $17. It's strangely specific, but I like it.
I like it.
I like it, Neil.
Hey, by the way, we have two negatives down on the podcast. So those are, I can't even tell you who they are now. I'm not allowed to
say the name.
No.
I'm not allowed to say the name.
And somebody just said.
They identify as a Democrat.
Yeah.
I bet you.
I will get started. I will commit to all of you if you will share this video, share this podcast with 20 people. Just find 20 people that are around you saying, please, please, please listen to this. This is what we're going to do. And let it spread like wildfire. Tell them to do the same thing. I'll do it. I'm going to get on the phone right now. I think we could do it. We have enough really, really smart people. And then what are they going to do? We have the technology. We'd never be in fear again. There'd be a balance of power. Because right now, even our government doesn't have power. When corporations have trillions of dollars, they have trillions of dollars. They have trillions of dollars, and they have the power. They get to influence everything from everything. We got to play offense, people. You want to stop it? I'm telling you how to stop it. You don't have to run down and start a popsicle stand and say, let me stay in my lane. No, you can be a part of something great and big. Big. Oh, man.
People saying that the minimum donation should be $17.76.
I love that.
So
I love it.
Here's my issue, though. Love it. Great idea. That's still months, years away from being implemented.
No. No, right. I will get a Reg A. Listen, I'll get a Reg A written in the next 30 days. I will literally be able to drop a stock in the next 45 days. You don't know. I was in D.C. with some very powerful people, lawyers, everything else. I know very simply how to do this on a crowdsourcing basis.
I'm just saying the time between cocktail napkin to people actually feeling like they have a way to express themselves again, there's time in between.
All right. So let me address that really quick.
So no, I was talking to a friend of mine who got banned just because he said the election was illegitimate. He got banned. As I mentioned, he had a side hustle where he was selling things on the side. That's how he was bringing money to pay all of his bills. He's now lost his job, one of his jobs, because he expressed a political opinion. There's a helplessness that people are feeling. Like, the fact that Parler is down today is devastating. There are millions of conservatives today who truly believe they have nowhere they can actually speak.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it before, Timothy McVeigh, Oklahoma City bombing, right? Do you know why he did that, allegedly, reportedly? Because he was so pissed off about Waco.
Yeah.
He wasn't even personally hurt. He was just pissed off about Waco. What do you think happens when people are personally hurt and they, everything is taken away from them? The parlor guys, they're not the only ones, right? When your business is shut down because of the owner's political belief. You see that story? It was, I forget where it was. There was a protest and there was a black woman who was being attacked by the crowd. And a guy came in, bear hugged her and told her, don't worry, I'm going to get you to safety. Just let me take you. They took a picture of it. They took a picture of it. And the media claimed that he was abducting her or holding her against his will when he bear hugged her to try and get her to safety. They found out where he worked and they got the Toyota dealership to fire him. Of course, after the woman in the picture says, oh, no, he grabbed me to help me, to get me to safety. His life is ruined. His life is completely ruined. I mean, what does the left think is going to happen? What does the left think is going to happen when they brand an entire movement domestic terrorists simply because they have one political opinion? What do they think is going to happen when they, on the one hand, say you're not allowed to go to work in person, but also say you're not allowed to work digitally because of your political beliefs? Realize a lot of these people had their brick and mortar stores ripped away from them this year, went to online to try and salvage their business, and now the online's being taken away from them because of their political opinion. Wait, what do they think is going to happen? How does this fall under bring the country together? How does this fall under restoring the soul of the nation? Now, this is a game of winners. A game of winners. They're the winners. They're imposing the terms. And the terms of their new world order is that none of us get to exist anymore. Not in person, not online. I bet you if you sent a letter in the mail, it would get swiped. I mean, what do they think was going to happen? And why are they still doing it? Why are they still pushing? It's not a call to violence. It's not a call to violence. It's just saying, what do you think is going to happen? People can only be pushed so far. And when you take everything away from people, again, what they're doing to Trump, they're doing to other people. When you take everything away from someone and they feel like they have nothing left, that's when they're the most desperate and that's when they lash out. It's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. Yeah, we have to build the platforms, right? We have to do all that. But that doesn't help the people now, and that's what's terrifying to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Look, I love it when you get passionate because then I can take a step back and just, whoo, don't have a heart attack. Whoo. Everybody's seen, what is the show? What is it? Bad Boys? Whoo. Woo-sah. Doing it to my, whoo. Right? Sorry. I like Martin Lawrence. But I just get to take a deep breath back. But literally, I'm sitting here in that aha moment going, why can't we? And Max, you'd say it'd be years, right, before it would be up and running? No. The first thing we do is we go out and we actually build or buy the containment capabilities that are already there. We say, look, we want to buy the colo location. We want to buy that colo. And we double and triple down. And then we make sure nobody knows about those investments and what we buy. And then we already automatically have money that's being generated by those. So you never want to just go out and build something from scratch with no revenue, right? So you got to do some acquisitions, M&As, things like that, that help you grow into something that's much greater, right? And look, I met with billionaires and 100 bazillionaires, whatever they are, right? Much bigger than me while I was in DC. And the one thing that they said is, your courage is unbelievable, but your understanding of what we're in right now is even more is more unbelievable. So I know that there are a lot of people out there that can say, not just me, but Dr. Shiva and others that are just even keeled. I'm most of the time even keeled, right? I'm most of the time even keeled. I get upset sometimes, right? And I get upset because I hate seeing people hurt and pain, right? I hate seeing our country go away. But just imagine if we got together, all these really smart people got together, they couldn't stop it, Max, and it wouldn't take long. We could be up and running in the next 60 to 90 days. We could get the investments out there in the next 30. We could raise $1 billion, maybe a couple billion dollars. We use some of the media companies that are out there to say, hey, will you support this, right? We go out and we make those acquisitions, those M&A opportunities. We find organizations that can actually manage that capital. We get really smart people that are conservatives that can help on the financing of that deal. We have so many people across this country that are willing to make sacrifices right now, and we have to balance the power. See, we keep thinking that fight, 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 push people to a place where they actually want to, you know, do what Timothy McVeigh does. We don't need to do that. We could take it back. We just have to start playing offense. We have to do exactly what I'm talking about right now. We have to do something to take back the fiber of our community. And the only way you do that is to balance power and to take money. They only know money, right? Twitter's down 6.5% right now. Facebook's down 5%. All of you need to have a conversation with the people around you and say, divest, 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 right? Divest. If you guys divest, you stop spending money on their stocks, the rest will be inevitable. And by the way, good always wins. If you play offense and you have two things, what did I say? Come on, tell me. Faith and action. People, faith and action. I just lost my job. I lost my company that I spent 8 years building. I watched as they slandered my name.
Well, you're still a majority shareholder.
Not really. I mean, I am. Yes. Yes, I am. Yes. I am. But that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you get a paycheck. That's not what that means, right? My point is this, right? When do we stop looking at defense? When do we stop looking at, you see even both sides clash with Antifa and other people who are that disagree with Antifa. Oh man, that was hard to do. I did what you asked me to do, Max. Stayed away from words, right?
Can't use the P word.
Huh?
We can't call them the P word. We cannot call them the New England football team.
Right. Right. I wonder if they're going to change that, by the way. Yeah.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Gregory, I did not get fired. I was forced to resign. So I want to be really careful to save the other people in the company and to save them the grief that comes with the attacks from the vicious attacks from the loony left. I decided that it was best that I step away from it. Yeah. So I did that. I stepped away from it. But I think if we want to know what the answer is, we're standing in the middle of the answer. And I mean, there are other networks that we can get to that will help us. I know lots of people overseas that can help us. A lot of people all over the world right now are mourning the death of American liberties. They're mourning it, but not from the judiciary, not from the legislature yet, but from tech companies that hold more power than both of those. I mean, this is a direct RICO violation, what they did. I mean, the sanctions are very, very big. But then they try to attack the law firm that actually represents them. Keep in mind what they're doing. The only thing that we can actually do to solve all this is a balance of power. And this, by the way, is one of the reasons why I'm a dangerous guy. I'm dangerous because I think. I use my brain, right? And I create unlikely alliances, and I do things that I think are morally and ethically right. Right, that's a danger to our society these days. So if you want to build something great, I'm going to help you build something great. I'm committing right now that I'm going to help you build something great. If you want it, I'll help you. And I do love Max getting revved up. You're right, Chris. I love seeing Max get revved up because that means that he's hit a precipice too. And if Max, who's the most even-keeled person I know, hits that precipice, imagine how others are feeling that aren't as measured or mature as Max is most of the time. Right?
Yeah. Well, how do you think anyone would feel when literally it's getting to the point where one word, saying one word misinterpreted the wrong way, makes you cease to exist on the internet anymore?
I put up a Parler post. You ready for this? That said, if our last line of defense of them actually censoring us is the military, there's an oath that they took to defend us against foreign or domestic. So an activist Careful. Journalist in Colorado named Kyle Clark decided that he was going to come out and say that I was calling for a military insurrection, a coup.
Yeah.
And I went, this is why we can't have nice things collectively, right? This is why. Because you have people like him who are extremists that represent Antifa, who represent pedophiles, rapists, and closet racists. Sorry, that's what they do. And by the way, that's true. You can't even fact check it against that. It's true. How many Christian conservatives hold stock or hold investments in porn sites? How many? None. None. You want to know why? Because it's not morally or ethically right. And I'm not saying I'm a Boy Scout, but I certainly am saying one thing, and that is we will not stand with that. We won't. It goes against the principles of God. So I'm excited, people. I'm so excited right now. I'm excited because I woke up this morning and I prayed and I'm like, what am I going to do? Conservative Daily? Not that I don't like Conservative Daily. I love it. I love what we do, right? But 12 hours a day of watching news and the things and building, you know, things in Conservative Daily is not a, I like doing this, but it's not, I don't know if I'd be that good at it. Max is really good at putting all this together with his team, right, at Conservative Daily. I'm not as good at it. So I think we're onto something, and today I will have an update for you guys probably tomorrow or Wednesday, and I want to talk to Max about it, and I want to talk to the teams that I met with in D.C., and I want to take this seed capital that I will give back, but I will tell them that you're first in, and we'll make sure you keep this. Don't spend it because it's monumental. And this podcast, people, share it. Share this podcast. And this is a great podcast today because I can't imagine we get in trouble for saying what we said, right?
Came close a couple times.
But we talked about balance of power. Whoops. Balance of power. That's what we talked about. The most dangerous people. The reason why they come after us like this, by the way, is because we're dangerous because we think, but we've been playing defense. Actually, we fell asleep at the wheel for so long, we just didn't do anything. But now we're playing defense. Regardless of being punched here, right, you still have to focus on the prize. You have to focus on the goal and get to that goal, get to the very end of that goal. I think if we do that, we have great hope for this country because we can turn things around. If we block out the white noise and all the stuff that they're saying that, you know, President Trump's going to sign this and they're going to, let's set that aside. We got to have a goal. We can stand together. There's lots of things we can do together. We just have to do it together. I love how we have three people that don't like us on YouTube. I always look at that because then I can always tell if we have.
Okay, so Mr. Producer, put up my screen. This is what I mentioned earlier. This was a story of a protest where a man was seen bear hugging an African-American woman, and the leftist social media brigade said that he was assaulting her, and they had him fired from his job, life's ruined, and by the time the dust can actually clear, it turns out, no, he was trying to save her, trying to protect her from an angry crowd. So just want to make sure I showed you that because we mentioned it, and it's infuriating. It's infuriating, and at some point, there are going to be people who feel like there's nothing; they have nothing left to lose, and it's heartbreaking, because frankly, there's a lot of people who felt like that going into January 6th. Their businesses were taken from them, right? They have no hope. Now, okay, you have no hope, you have no business, but you're not allowed to post on social media either. It's going to get very, very froggy in the next couple months, and I pray that yes, we can do what we need to do to set up social media networks for conservatives. I pray that. But I also pray that the people piling on, declaring that anyone who is at the Capitol is a domestic terrorist, trying to get people kicked off of airplanes, right? Trying to get people's livelihoods destroyed, deplatformed, depersoned. I pray that they take a step back and just think about what's going to happen if they keep doing this. You can only beat someone into submission so long before they rise up and fight back. But, and if they thought that Capitol protest, which some have described as a riot, was terrible, imagine what happens if everyone there also feels like you've taken everything away from them. We don't want to get to that point. So I pray that people will, the left will just stop. Stop trying to just control everything. Stop trying to deplatform everyone, because you're not going to like what happens if you do. And that's not a call to violence. It's just an objective opinion on what happens when you take everything away from people. Well, that's going to be it for this 2-hour edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. If you like it, we're planning to go 2 hours.
Hold on a second. You have to know this. I literally am getting Venmo'd and Facebook moneyed money from Charles. I see you for stock. I mean, it's actually, this is brilliant because this is one of those ideas that just, it's so ingrained in what we are, right? Ah, I love it. I love
if
it.
If anyone from the SEC is listening, those are purely donations. We're going to figure out that in the future. They are not donating to a IPO that has not actually.
It's not an IPO. It's not called an IPO, right? It's called a Reg A filing, right? Not right. An IPO. Pre-IPO.
Let's just make sure we get all the ducks in a row.
Pre-IPO, yeah.
Well, that's going to be it for this edition of the Conservative Daily Podcast. If you like the two-hour format, make sure that you like and follow our Facebook page, if that even means anything anymore. Make sure you subscribe, hit the bell for notifications on YouTube. Also, very, very important, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when we get banned. Very important.
No, we're not. We're not
going to
get banned. We're going to get banned.
You text FREEDOM to 89517, and you click the link in the description to sign up to our email newsletter. When we get banned, that is how we are going to coordinate how the show will continue on other platforms. So yeah. Make sure that you do that so that we can put you on the list and we can make sure that we let you know on what platform the show will be continuing. If you like the audio version of the podcast, make sure you also subscribe to the audio version on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and Podbean, all great places. We have a link to donate to our lawsuit defense. We also are on Rumble, rumble.com/user/conservativedaily. Make sure you check us out there. And if Parler comes back online, which they're saying it will, sorry, when Parler comes back online, make sure you go ahead and follow us at Conservative Daily over there. Well, that's going to be it for this elongated two-hour version. We're 2 hours from here on out. So, again, my name is Max McGuire.
And this is Joe Altman.
And remember,
pre-IPO.
The fight to take back our country. The fight to take back our country clearly isn't over yet, but the only way we win is if we all stand up and fight together.